Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually intent, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks.
Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you.
Receive the anointing.
And so it is.
All right. Today, I want to talk about celebrating your experiences. You know, sometimes we don't quite connect the dots. We don't understand that all that we want, need, and desire is attainable. What ends up happening is we get caught up in these little routines. It's almost like we fall into these little traps. And we just continue to do the same thing day after day. And we don't understand why nothing changes, why nothing progresses. Okay? And when there's a little shift in our lives, somebody new who enters or someone leaves, okay? Or sometimes there's some unexpected event that touches you deep within your soul or offers you something that you haven't anticipated, or that you think is a distraction. A lot of times, what we need to do is understand that the universe is leading us, guiding us out of that trap. And when we start to celebrate our experiences and say, thank you, or, you know, hey, I got it, you know, I can go to the next level now. I learned what I needed to from this experience, okay? I heard what the lady at the checkout counter said. I heard what the televangelist said. I got the message given to the young people that were on the soccer team, okay? Whatever your experience is, understand that the universe, energy, God, Buddha, Allah, whoever it is that you believe in, is sending you messages that you need in order to help you to progress. Okay? Everything in life, everything is, it's always moving. We aren't supposed to stand still. It goes against nature. Nature does not stand still. Okay? Energy does not stand still. Protons, neutrons, electrons are always moving, always transforming, okay? And if you truly can understand fourth grade science, it will start to make sense to you as to why your life is the way it is. And when you finally get that, then you can start to celebrate your experiences. Okay? This is what I needed to know today.
this is what was holding me back. This is the answer to the question I asked yesterday about my life. Why am I struggling? Okay? We made in the image and likeness of God. We're not supposed to struggle. Okay? There's something you are not doing correctly that is causing you to repeat the same thing. That has caused you to fall into that trap. And for some of us, we are aware that it's a trap and we are comfortable with it. You know, somebody said, human beings can get used to anything. And what I say, not if they know that they are a divine being. Not if they know that their assignment from God, okay, is to create, to move forward. This is what we all have to do, is create. We're co-creators. We're not supposed to stand still. Those of us who choose to stay right where they are, fine. Most often, and you can check this, what ends up happening is they find themselves in this downward spiral. Life hits them with all kinds of situations in order to get them to move. We are not sedentary entities. We are not like a piece of furniture that just sits there and serves that one purpose until it finally withers away and falls down and deteriorates. That is not what being, a spiritual being having a human experience, is. We are not finite creatures. Okay? But oftentimes we get lost, individuals. We start thinking, oh, I'm only human. That's the biggest mistake you can think. Okay? That's right. Thinking you are only human. All right? Well, send you on a kamikaze course that you can't even fathom. Okay? But the day you awaken to your greatness, to your possibilities, to your strength, that power that is already given to you at birth, despite your pain and suffering, and start celebrating those experiences that brought you to this place that you are right now, that's when you will recognize your ability to choose, your ability to change, to transform, and to create that which you want to be, do, and have. You see, it was all a trip. That was all it was. It's like going to the amusement park and you're just looking for an experience. A little fun, a little fear, a little this, a little that. Okay? But the thing is, when you go to an amusement park, you usually understand that you are choosing these rides to go on or this particular experience. And you also know that you can choose to stop. You can choose to go home. You can choose to just go somewhere else. Okay? Well, life is made up of the same kind of options each and every day of your life. You can choose to go to work and do the same thing you did yesterday, or you can choose to go hang out with your friends. Okay? But whatever you choose to do, celebrate your experience and understand that that is what's bringing you to the next adventure. Okay? That is what is going to set you up for the next experience. And this should be a celebration in that too. And when we continue to celebrate our experiences and start to understand that we are evolving. We're taking in this information. Okay, if we fail to do that, we go back to the classroom again. You get back to the end of the line now. Okay, so you can start again because you didn't get it the first time or the second time or the third time. Some of us, you know, are slow learners. I've had some things that I just didn't get the first time. I mean, I saw it, but you know, I just didn't think it applied to me, or I didn't think the people who hurt me meant to do that, okay? And so much later, I started to recognize this was not an accident. Okay? And I started to understand that there's a pattern to this madness here, and all of it is to help me to arrive at that place of power, of position, of growth, of success, of harmony, of happiness, of love. Okay, if you're not getting what you need where you are, then you need to change your present position, your locale, your objectives. You're going the wrong way. Okay? Because each experience that you have should bring with it, for you, enlightenment, power, a lesson, growth, and wisdom as to what happens next. Okay, a truly enlightened person understands that each circumstance, event, or person that shows up in their life is there to take them to the next junction. Okay? But you have to agree. Sometimes we don't see the value in some of the events or circumstances or people that show up in our lives. Sometimes the people that show up in our lives that wreak the most havoc are people that are just like us. And those are the hardest people for us to get along with or to understand, because what we see in them is what we don't like about ourselves. Sometimes our experiences seem to have no real relevance to where we think we're going. And instead we find that we're being guided right to the end result that we desire. Sometimes we just don't see the connection. And we miss out on opportunities, especially when you see someone else, especially one of your rivals, get to live your dream. Because you didn't take the initiative, because you didn't take action. You didn't celebrate your experiences. You didn't see what happens next. Instead, you were upset because you had to be there. And you're asking, why am I here? Why am I going to? I didn't sign up for this. Maybe you did today. Start looking at where you are, where the universe is leading you, how that figures into your overall objectives. Okay? Stop trying to take giant steps when you haven't taken the baby steps to teach you what you needed to know or to open the doors that you needed opened. Oftentimes, I've gone down the path and I know I'm ready. I'm all set. I get everything together. And I just need to crack this open. And I get right to the door and find out the criteria is a little different than I anticipated. You know, maybe I needed to fluff my stuff up a little bit. Maybe I need to come better. Maybe I needed to learn a few more valuable lessons, okay? Maybe I'm not prepared, and I had to make some adjustments, call in some other resources, okay? Ask somebody, okay? It's like, okay, I see it, I get it, okay? And sometimes, you know, when we're in a learning mode, we need to learn to shut up, okay? Oftentimes, you try to tell somebody something, you try to show them how to do something. They ask you how do you do this? And then you proceed to tell them how to do it, and they keep interrupting you and say, okay, I got it, because they don't have the patience or the time or even the interest to sit and actually learn what they asked you to teach them. That is one of the biggest injustices we do to ourselves. We just don't want to hear it. You know, we have read an article in the paper. We skim through everything. We Evelyn Woods, everything. Okay, so we are speed reading and we miss the detail. And sometimes we need to stop and take our time so that we can process it and understand it. So therefore, we don't have to go back to the classroom again. Okay. Celebrate your experiences. Learn to appreciate the direction, the instruction, and the destination that you are in. What is it I'm supposed to get from this? What is it I need to see? Let me embrace every bit of this for a moment and say, yes, the life. Okay, hey, now I got it. Now I can move forward. You see, because when you truly get into the flow of life and you truly understand who you are and you truly understand your purpose in being God of goddess of your universe, you find that you're always being led to the next experience that allows you to expand and be even greater. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Let me teach you what I know. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.